So with that, I'd like to call the October 13th, 2022 meeting of the Laws, Rules, and Government Services Committee into order. Can I get a motion to approve the September 19th minutes? Moved by Legislator Gavaris.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Levine. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, so I think we can just write save programs. Resolution number 500, adopting proposed local law number 9 of 2022, a local law to provide for the collection of delinquent village real property taxes. Motion to discuss?
Motion.
Second. Motion made by Gavaris, seconded by Roberts. Any questions or comments, concerns?
Call it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It only took so many years.
Not done yet.
Resolution number 530. This is approving the execution of a contract amendment for $607,832 entered into by the county for InfoQuick Solutions Incorporated. This is from, this is in our committee because this is from for the Ulster County Clerk's Office. Can I get a motion to discuss?
Second.
By Gavar, seconded by Levine. Anyone like to speak on it? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
And then now we just have the Board of Elections.
He's walking in. He has to walk around. He didn't have his badge.
I know, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I didn't come in either.
David,
but
how are you?
Good, Nick. How are you?
I forgot the badges.
The badges?
Yeah.
We don't need no stinking badges.
The front door.
Man of culture.
Do you want to, while we're waiting for him, did you want to give any updates on the new BOE site?
Yeah, I hope that you all can come to visit us. Kevin has been there to see
Opening
us.
Day.
Opening day. It's really working out very, very well, especially right now when we're doing machine testing, which we started this week, and when we will start classes on this weekend. So we experienced that in August, having the ability to have the commissioners in the same place as the testing of the voting systems, having us in the same place when we're teaching the inspector classes and not having to run around everywhere in different facilities. It's been a godsend, especially now that we have the new rules with absentee turnaround, where we have to sign off on applications and have them out the door within 24 hours of receipt.
And you guys did, like, you did a mock election?
We did a mock election. It was on September 27th with the vendor Clear Ballot, who we have experience with them because they power our central counter, which comes to absentee ballots. It was very fun. They were there. We did a few hours of back-end programming demos with our technical team. They really like it. It's a lot more user-friendly than what we use right now with Dominion. And then at 4:30, we started it with the public. They had a great time. We had about 40 people come through the door. The experience for the voter remains unchanged for all of these systems that we're looking at. They still mark a paper ballot. It's just really the back end experience, and that affects our ability to combine election results, get them on the website quickly, do election night reporting. So we're very impressed. We're going to do another demo with the company ESNS in December, and then another company, Heart, is also interested in coming and doing a demonstration. So we'll be doing at least two more of these and exploring all the options that are out there.
Very cool. Commission Quigley, do you want, Commission Dis was just giving us an update on the new office.
House and the office.
I would just expand, because I know this is an ongoing project where we will be doing at least two more open houses with other vendors that I think the current timeline of events is a tight one for us to be able to try and implement new machines by November of next year, but in a perfect world, we do, so that we're not introducing new machines in a presidential election. simply for appearance of stake and transparency and trying to give some sort of reassurance to the voters that like there's going to be a well thought out and well-oiled machine come election day for them to go and vote. We might have some opportunities with the presidential primaries, et cetera, before going into the presidential election year. So that could be another option, but the timeline of events don't put us in a position to be putting these, we really won't be putting these machines into place until sometime either late next year or early 24.
Yeah, the biggest holdup right now is really the state and their certification requirements because they're so high. They're the highest certification process in the whole country, and so it takes them a very long time to approve new systems. And so we're waiting for those, Clear Ballot and HART specifically, to get certified. And estimates are sometime either as early as December for HART, but as late as next summer for Clear Ballot is what we're being told currently.
Yeah, unfortunately, like we've already seen like a 15% increase in the quote just by waiting, and hopefully it doesn't continue to trend that way. It's something we are also being very mindful about in regards to what we have in there for a capital project.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for the commissioners on that aspect?
I don't, but I got a technical question on something else. Absentee ballots. In the past, you could vote absentee and change your mind and vote on election day. You can no longer do that. Is there a reason why?
The reason is because we're opening them currently. So we get them in the mail voted. We have to open them within 4 days of receipt. So the idea with them stopping someone from being able to change their mind is that we have to then make sure that they didn't submit an absentee that we counted and then go and vote on a voting machine or either early or at a poll site, essentially then voting twice. So that's why they don't have that option anymore, but they can request to have their absentee status taken away from them. They just can't do it after we send them a ballot. So we've been sending letters to voters to let them know this is the change. If you want to change your mind, you have this amount of time to do it. A lot of people interacted with that, but some didn't. We caught them in August. They've then changed it after the August election. After this election, anybody who's not permanent or military or overseas, their applications expire and they have to reapply next year anyway. So it'll wash out a lot of voters, but not all. And we always send our permanent voters a notice in January letting them know that their status is permanent. And if they want to change it, they can. If they want to take it away and vote in person, they can. If they want to change the way that they get their ballot, they can change it.
This is the first November in which this new rule will be in effect. We've already seen an increase in both the June and the August elections in which people had to vote by affidavit because they did request absentees, but then they did choose to go vote at the poll sites. It has led to some frustration for some of the voters, but we have gone above and beyond in making sure our inspectors who are working for us educate the voters that they can still vote affidavit. That affidavit will come back to us. We do have to do the research to make sure that their absentee was not received. And as long as that absentee was not received, they will still have the ability to have that affidavit count and open. It's just they will not be able to cast a ballot on the actual machine. So it is something that I think we even like tripled the amount of affidavits we're about to send to poll sites for this November just because of that rule.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just in regards to Legislator Roberts' question, is there anything that the board is doing or is contemplating doing, like on the front end, about when a ballot gets mailed out to a voter? Is there a way that there can be a message included to say that you cannot go to a polling place and change your mind to vote in person? You know, we're sending this ballot to you, so you have to vote absentee or vote affidavit, so they have that information instead of going to a polling place on election day and finding out 3 weeks later after they got their absentee ballot? Is there something that could be mailed out with the ballot with that information?
That's something we could probably put on the envelope itself. It's not something we send now.
It's not something we send now, but when we do order new envelopes, it is language that should be included on the envelopes due to the change in the law. The envelope already contains basically practices and procedures on how to fill out the ballot and instructions to help you get it back to us in time. So that would be the most relevant spot for it to go. In the meantime, I think it is something we could look at.
We have language about it on our website, though, yeah. On the absentee page. It describes what it was, what's new. So there's a chart, and then there's also a paragraph about all of the changes this year. And we're happy that it's in the press, too. It's just in the paper the other day.
Yeah, I've seen that. Now, the vast majority of absentee ballots are going to be opened before Election Day.
Correct, scanned, and part of the election night results.
The way we have chosen to do it in Ulster County is that every Tuesday and Friday, basically every four days apart, is when we will be opening absentee ballots. As they come in, we have to go through and we have to organize them, store them in a face-down manner so you're not able to see or view the ballots in the opening process.
But are the results public knowledge in real time?
No.
No, we can't even see them until... the night at 9 o'clock on election night is when we can push the button to roll them forward.
So you don't do it the old way, you scan them more or less?
Correct.
Yeah, we scan them and okay. Then we file them in the cabinet, locked up, double lock,
We only actually scan them at two points in time, once the day before early voting and on the last day of early voting or the Monday after.
Yeah, we do it the Monday.
So we do it the Monday after, and they're stored on a... USB stick that waits until Tuesday night at 9 o'clock to be uploaded.
Anyone else? All right. So moving on to our two BOU-related resolutions. Resolution number 531, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into a funding agreement for absentee ballot prepaid postage with the New York State Board of Elections, Ulster County Board of Elections. Can I get a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Levine, seconded by Gavarius. Any discussion? I would just add that this is awesome. It's great. Excited that it's happening. Levine spoke at caucus last night, how excited he is. So seeing no further discussion, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Passes unanimously. Resolution number 532, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to sign an agreement with the Highland Central School District for the use of polling equipment and material, Ulster County Board of Elections. Motion to discuss?
I'll make that.
Moved by Legislator Roberts, seconded by Legislator Gavarius. Any discussion? Any questions for the commissioners? Seeing none, all those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Passes unanimously. Below, please take notice in the agenda, forthcoming resolutions and local laws. It looks like both are sitting in Health and Human Services where no action was taken on October 7th. Old business. The only old business I have is to see you notice that Legislator Erner withdrew Resolution 199. This was his local law regarding appointments to the Commission of Human Rights. Both Legislator Erner, who I spoke to him today, decided to withdraw it, and he's just going to, instead of having a subcommittee or anything like that, just go straight to the Charter Revision Commission, which makes sense, and you know, present that to them as we move forward. So, and Carl Brown, the chair of the Human Rights Commission, he had a bunch of ideas that would require charter changes. He's doing the same thing. Alongside Tyrone, so any other old business for anyone? Any other new business for anyone? Seeing none, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Motion by Levine, seconded by Legislator Gavarius. Meeting adjourned. Have a great evening, everyone.